Hello, my name is Terrell. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you are having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
Yes.
And may I have your county?
Lauderdale.
Okay, and you were looking for a coronavirus testing site, correct?
Yes, they won't come to me, will they?
Oh, I'm sorry. What was that, ma'am?
They won't come to me, will they?
You said, can you go today?
Will they come to me?
Oh, I'm not sure about that. I don't think so. I think you would have to contact these places for your appointment. Were you looking for a walk-through or a drive-through?
Either or, which is quickest. I don't have a vehicle to get there.
Okay. Let me check and see. There's a few places in Lauderdale that's performing the test. And now it might be best to contact these places to see if they can try and better assist you.
Okay.
Where were you located? Were you in Florence?
Yes, I'm downtown Florence.
Okay. I found a few places. Now I see Shoals Community Clinic. Hopefully, and it sounds like they can help. And that's located at 309 and B, as in boy, Handy, Holmes. And that's in Florence, Alabama, 35630. The telephone number.
I got to get a pen and write this down.
Okay, take your time.
Week and the hospital. I've been there 4 times, and they won't test you. They said they don't test you unless they admit you. So that's pretty stupid.
Yeah, I don't understand that either.
They send you back home sick, so I've been sick since February the 8th.
Oh.
I've been
Hopefully
sleeping in
will.
The shower.
What was that?
I've been sleeping in a scalding hot shower because the aches and pains are so bad.
Wow. I hope
so
you can
help.
Yeah. I hope everything get well with you as well.
Thank you so much. And you said this one's at Andy?
Yes. The address was 309 B Handy Homes.
I know.
Street. You know where that's at? Good. Yeah, it's called the Shoals Community Clinic. The zip code is 35630, just in case.
Right.
The telephone number is 256-7-60-47-13.
Okay.
And I also see the Lauderdale County Health Department. Did you need their information?
I know their information.
Okay. And I can give you another. It's called Thrive Urgent Care. And it's located 3500 Cloverdale Road. The telephone number is 284-7706.
Okay. Is
now,
it not the urgent care? Recipients.
Pardon me, can you repeat that?
Is there not any more of the urgent care?
Yes, ma'am. There's one called Express Med, or MED. It's located at 970 Cox, C-O-X, Creek, C-R-E-E-K, Parkway, P-K-W-Y.
Okay.
And the telephone number is 256-760-1655.
I'm sorry, 1575.
Yeah, 256-760 or 760-1655.
Oh, I wrote that down all wrong. 1-6-5-5.
Yep. 760-1655.
All right. Is there any more?
Yes. There's Med, M-E-D.
I'm downtown Florence, Alabama, so I'm trying to find something closest to me.
Yep, exactly. And the next one was Med Plus, M-E-D Plus. It's located at 2908 Mall. M-A-L-L Road. And their telephone number, 256-767-2702.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It will be best to call before you.
Yeah. I did not know, like, Walgreens or anything like that, testing.
There's no information listed on our information database, unfortunately. But that doesn't mean that there is not. Now, there's other places that's providing that information and that help for the testing site, but you have to there's different advertisement you basically have to call or different avenues, so you might have to watch your television and your news to see if there's other testing sites.
Right. Well, not Walgreens Pharmacy, which is my pharmacy, and see if they are doing any testing.
Yes, it would be best to call them.
Something in walking distance, so I don't have to pay for a cab.
Oh, good. Yeah. Hopefully they'll have it for you, too.
Right.
They'll help you.
So, I mean, I should be at the end of it. It says it can, I'm severe diabetic, and it says it can last up to 6 weeks.
And how old were you?
I am 50 years old.
Oh, okay. Yeah, hopefully you can contact your Walgreens and they'll better assist you. Yeah, I'm hoping for you. And I'm sure you'll be okay.
I've been keeping my air conditioner on 54 degrees just to be able to breathe.
And I'm sorry, you said what has to be on 54 degrees?
My air conditioner in my room.
Wow.
Yeah.
Are you comfortable?
I got my electric blanket on me. I freeze to death other than being able to breathe. You can't beat that, right?
Yeah, you have to make sure you take care. Take care of yourself.
And I think I'm at the tail end of it because I've been sick since February 8th. And the throwing up and the coughing has subsided. And mainly now it's just the aches and pains and the difficult breathing. And I haven't been even taking my diabetic shots because I've been too sick to take them. So I'm just dousing myself with Tylenol for the aches and pains and just trying to make it through it.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly. And try and contact your doctor if you can.
Yeah, I contact her and she's like triple booked. So I'm not going to bother her. I go see her on the 8th. And of course, I've been sick since February the 8th. So I'm sure she could probably test me in the office.
Yes, hopefully. And most likely you will.
I mean, but, you know, and being going to the hospital 4 times and them not testing me and saying they're saving that for the patients that they admit, you know, there could be a lot less deaths if they would just test the people when the people come in sick. So I don't approve with our doctors here. I think they're full of it because there's a lot of people leaving there sick with COVID because they're not testing them.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you. Enough of your frustration. Yeah, they probably have their little protocols they have to follow.
If them doctors got sick the way that I've been sick, I grant you, before they got admitted, that somebody would test them for COVID because they're doctors, but they treat us like lab rats. On Medicaid, Medicare, and they treat you like crap.
Yeah, I definitely understand that frustration.
I sure will change my driver's license from a full organ donator to not an organ donator because these doctors around here, they will kill you and probably just sell your organs and be happy-go-lucky about it.
Yeah, well said, too. Well put. But yeah,
I went to the hospital the second time. They shot me up for a morphine. And I'm like, my legs ain't been blown off. I said, I'm sick. I said, why would you give me morphine?
And it made you sicker?
Yeah. But these doctors are something else. I mean, you go to California, and California is like 100 years ahead of Alabama. And
yeah,
they don't play games. If you're sick, they're going to what you're sick from. They're not going to send you home.
Yeah, I heard California is advanced.
I just been killing myself with water and actually plain potatoes, baked potatoes with salt. Been trying to push food down in me to get better. I'm better off just not even bothering and getting tested, and take the week or 2 weeks on that I still feel like mess and treat myself.
Yeah, I wish I could help.
Thank you so much, sweetheart.
And you're welcome as well.
At least I can talk today.
Yeah, I'm glad I could help and listen.
Yesterday I couldn't talk. All I could do was sound like I had a roar in my throat and coughing every breath I took. So that's telling me my own body is healing itself.
Yes, it sounds like it is too. You sound well. Sound like you're getting well at least.
Yes. I had an hospital that got sticking needles all in me, and I'm just like, I don't like needles. I'm a diabetic, and I use the little screw-on needles, and they're very small, and I'm just a scaredy cat when it comes to needles.
Right. Yeah, me too.
And that was a junkie, and that was over 20 years ago, and that turned me against any kind of needles. So I was a backhanded diabetic. But that's the way the hospital treated me, like I was a dope addict. I said, hey, you know, I smoke marijuana every once in a while. I don't do meth. I don't do crack. I don't do needle dope. And that's the way they acted. Like, I was a dope head. And I'm like, don't put no more needles in my skin. It hurt so bad. And one doctor told me, it hurt so bad because I was so dehydrated.
Yeah.
So instead of killing myself with a flavored water, now I'm killing myself with just regular straight water with no flavor. And I didn't realize how thirsty I was. I cleared like 2 bottles within 30 minutes.
Wow.
No, I'm dehydrated.
Yeah, there's a point where we don't know we dehydrated, really.
Mm-mm. Mm-hmm. No, flavored water, even though it's 0 calories and 0 sugars and carbs and all that, it still is not no substitute for just straight plain water.
No. That's right. Spring water is all we need.
Yeah. We can survive on bread, like God said. But I appreciate your time so much, Mark.
You're welcome as well. And also, if you need more information, you may visit the following websites, adph.org or cdc.gov.
Yeah.
And that's the Alabama Department of Public Health website. And thanks for calling as well. The Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline.
You have a great voice, and you'll go far in getting people the help they need.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And I'm sure everything will come out well with you as well. All right. And take care, too, okay?
You too, sir. And keep a mask on because you never know who's got the virus and they don't tell you.
That's right.
Because that's what happened to me. I wasn't told by the 4 people that they had coronavirus and they was getting over it. And lo and behold, it It got me.
They came to your house?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Was it your...
They took my garbage out for me, helping me.
Oh, they was helping you?
That they had coronavirus, both of them, and then two people down from my apartment, they had coronavirus. So it's like the whole second floor was just eat up with it.
Wow.
So it's like, don't open your door unless it's the police.
Yes. Yeah, that's so odd. But yeah, I wish the best to you as well.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And thanks for calling the department. I'm sorry, what was that?
I'm going to fight this on my own. I believe God's going to give me through it. And I believe I'm at the last week of it or the last 2 weeks of it. And I'm just going to keep fighting it on my own.
That's right. Yeah, just boost your immune system and eat well.
Yeah.
Take your minerals.
I must have lost 25 pounds.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, just being that sick. So I'm just going to sit back and eat my raspberries and blackberries and grapes, pineapples and strawberries.
There you go.
Everything that God gives us naturally, and keep fighting this on my own.
That's right. There you go. That's the way to go,
yeah,
really. But yeah, take
sweet.
Care, okay?
And you have a good day, and you take care of yourself.
Yes, ma'am. You do the same.
Thank you so much.
And you're welcome. And thanks for calling the coronavirus hotline.
Thank you, sweetie.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye-bye.